We're about to get ready to go into that. Good morning to the one and only Latasha Hills Head, 61490. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining me this morning today. Here is part one of You Must Care for the Needy. Here we go. Since the government don't care for widows or orphans back in the New Testament times, the church took on that responsibility. Bias raised an ugly head, and Jewish widows and orphans were given treatment over widows and orphans. How did the church leaders respond? They could easily have dismissed it, like we so do often. They could have said, "We're called to feed the souls, not stomachs. We deal in a matter of sin and salvation, not sandals and soup." Instead, here is what they did. First, they called a meeting to resolve the problem. If you look at Acts 6:2, they let every member know that their church took poverty seriously. They were each personally responsible before God to do something about it. The scripture doesn't endorse forced communism, but it clearly teaches volunteerism. Here's the second point. They were assigned the problem to their best and brightest. They selected 7 men, well-respected, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and gave them responsibility. Instead of grooming our children for important fields like law and government, let's teach them that caring for the needy is one of God's greatest callings. Caring for the needy is the greatest calling. I want everybody today, if you see a homeless person, I don't care if you see a homeless person that you've never seen before, I want you to give what you can to that homeless person and pray for that homeless person. Pray for that homeless person. Pray for them and let them know that God is watching you. God is having you covered. No one can do everything, but God has called each of us to do something. James 1:27 says, "Pure and genuine religion means caring for orphans and widows in their distress, refusing to let the world corrupt you. That is not your responsibility." What a powerful word today on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast. Want to say to all of you today who is on the line today, good morning to Blessing William 349. Good morning to you. I want to say good morning right now on the broadcast to those who just came on the line this morning. Thank you for joining me today. The nuggets that I got from this message today is that just like the message says today, we have people out here. We have people out here that is in need of God. We have people out there that don't have a place called home. We have people out there that is in need of help. It might be a friend. It might be a family member. It might be somebody that you know. It's somebody that you know. Good morning, Tamara 615. Thank you for joining me this morning. God is watching you. Good morning, woman of God. One thing that I will say today on the broadcast, We have to step up our game when it comes to the needy. We really have to. Let's step up our game. In Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm at, the homeless population is really bad here. And I know every fourth Friday, I go to the homeless shelter. This is one thing that people don't know about me, and I want everybody to know. I go to the homeless shelter, volunteer, and I feed the homeless. I know the last month I fed about over 200 people. Do you see where I'm going at with this? That means you must care for the needy. You must care for the homeless. You must care for the despair. You must care for them. I take the fourth Friday out of the month to feed the homeless at Transition Homeless Shelter, downtown Columbia, right there on Main Street. I want one of y'all who's on this line this morning to go to your local homeless shelter and ask volunteer services to find out what day is it convenient for you to feed the homeless. God will see your genuine faithfulness. God will see your genuine faithfulness. God will see your genuine faithfulness. Yes, he will. And the second nugget that I got from this message today is that God will assign the problem to the brightest and the best. God selected seven men. They were respected and they were full of wisdom. They gave them the responsibility. Let's teach everybody that caring for the needy is one of God's greatest callings. It's one of God's greatest callings. Let me put that out there today. I really want to put that out there today. God is watching you. I don't know about you, but somebody just told me they really see that light in me. And of course, I don't need no light because I am the light. I am the light. If you see the light, I want everybody right now to tell me, do they see the light in me right now? Yes or no? Just write it in the comment box right now. Do you see the marvelous light right now? Yes or no? Or no. Somebody's watching. Somebody is watching today. Somebody is watching today. And let me tell you something today. If you read John 8 and 12, it says Jesus is the light of the world. Remember this. Remember this today. Jesus is the light of the world. And I want you to know that God is faithful. God is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful today. Acts 6 and 1 NIV version says, the widows were being overlooked in daily distribution of food. So that means that no matter what, we have to look at the needy. There's somebody out there right now who is in need of God. There's somebody out there that is in need of God. The other day, I was just, looking in the streets, and I see how the homeless population really is in Colombia. And I took that to heart. You never know, that could be you out there. We have to do something about it. Part two, we're going to go into part two tomorrow of You Must Care for the Needy. Part two of You Must Care for the Needy. Join Sister Shelly today at 9 a.m. for the broadcast of That Devoted Life as she's continuing on with her monthly series, her February monthly series. Amen. Amen. Now, oh my God, I'm about to get ready to go into the prayer of repentance today, and then we're going to go in. Actually, I want to go into prayer right now. Do you have any prayer requests? Do you have any prayer requests today? As we're live on Instagram Live at 7:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're live on podcast networks all over the world. Breaker Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Radio Public, and now, as of, I think, next week, we're going to be on Stitcher. We're going to be on Stitcher Podcast Network. And I'm telling you, you can go to any avenue that you want to go and listen to previous podcast shows. Actually, I would recommend to go to, if you have an Apple or an iPhone or anything, go on the podcast and go under search and put Words of Encouragement Podcast. And you should see my name. And you can listen to previous podcasts on Apple Podcasts. Also, you can listen to Spotify. If you have Spotify, a lot of people got Spotify. So you can listen to me also on Spotify also. Amen. Amen. Now, I guess I don't see any comments this morning. So I guess no one don't have any comment to say. So like I said, I pray today that the Lord is going to bless you in a mighty way today. Whatever that you're dealing with right now, give God praise today. Give God the praise today. I'm just happy today. Thank you, Jesus. Ashley, you know what I'm about to do right now? I've never done this before. I'm just going to pull the camera right here. I'm going to show you a little bit of me this morning. So sorry about that. So hopefully that everybody see where I'm at. So now tell me, I'm live on podcast networks all over the world. So just want to show you a little bit of me this morning. Let's go into prayer right now on this day, 7:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name It's William T. Pearson. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for all that you've done for our lives on this day. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're grateful to you that your presence is already inside of our minds, hearts, souls, spirits, and all things that you've done for us on this day. Father God, we're grateful to you that you are an everlasting God. You are a joyful God. You are a God that is faithful to us in all areas of our lives today. Father God, we just want to say thank you for keeping us covered in your blood. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us covered in your precious blood today. I thank you, Father God, for keeping us covered in your blood today. I thank you, Father God, for keeping us covered in your blood today. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for just keeping us covered in your blood today. Keep us covered in your mighty blood today. Keep us covered in your precious blood today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I love you too, sis. I love you too. Blessing William 349. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for Myra 615. Thank you for joining me today. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. Question. Do anybody see that marvelous light? Do you see that marvelous light? If you see that marvelous light, give God praise. Give God praise. Give God the praise. As you can see how I am right now. I'm on the wall right now for all God's people. I'm on the wall right now. I'm on the wall right now praying, interceding in behalf of the people of God today. I'm interceding for that Father. Hallelujah. I'm interceding for that daughter. I'm interceding for that patient that has Down syndrome. I'm praying and interceding for all people today, even on the jobs. I'm interceding. I am praying for all of you today. 7:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is William T. Pearson. We're live on podcast networks all over the world. Let's keep each other lifted in prayer and watch the manifestation of God be in your life. I thank you all. I thank you all today. May the blessings of God be upon your life today.